you guys see me? You can look this way. Yeah. Can you see me? Turn around so you can see. There's some room here on the left and on the right. Here, you can come up here if you want. Come on up here. Have a seat. Well, thank you for coming to church today all this time. I appreciate it. I know that we go on and on and on, it seems. So I appreciate you sitting still through that entire time. So today, we'll have a sermon aimed at particularly at you, and I think that everyone else can relate. I think we're all children at heart, too. So I hope you enjoy as much as I heard the 8 o'clockers did. They even got a dose of this. So today we learned about Moses and how he went on a big journey. And I don't know if you got, has anybody ever been on a trip or a journey? Raise your hand. Of course, right? Some of you? And what do you need for a journey? You need lots of things. So what do I got here? A suitcase. That's right. It's not a suitcase. It's kind of like a travel bag. See, it's got some tickets from the airline. That's right. And we, just like those people in Moses' time, were going on a journey. Let's see. I hear some stuff. Let's see what we have in here for our journey. What things do we need for our journey? Well, we got that, but what is this? We need a map. That's exactly right. Well, it's a city. It's San Francisco City, that's right. This is why I'm always lost in L.A., because I have a map of San Francisco. So it helps us find our way. And today we heard about how Moses was going on a journey. See, Moses lived in Egypt. And he lived there with all his people, and they were slaves to the Egyptians. They had to do all the work that nobody else wanted to do with no pay. They had to work in the fields, clean up, all these things. So you can say they probably weren't very happy. And God came to them and said, "Hey, I have an idea. Let's get out of here. This isn't working for us." So God gave Moses some direction. They were to leave Egypt. And they're like, how are we going to do that? They won't want us to leave, will they? No. And Moses knew that the journey was going to be really kind of scary because the Egyptians wouldn't want them to leave. But God said, I have a plan. So they ran to the Red Sea. And you know what, God? Did you hear what God did? He raised up the Red Sea and made a path through the sea on dry land. So if you can imagine, water rising up on both sides, and they had this path. And when they got to the other side, God closed the waters, and the Egyptians couldn't pass. That's right. It's in the Bible. So God gave Moses a way, just like a map gives us the way to a better land and a better life. You know? It's kind of interesting. Look out. You know these people, right? We're a group of people, just like Moses, where we believe in God and that we are on a journey. Not a journey where we travel to different places, but a journey where we learn about God every Sunday. That's kind of like a journey. It's like a journey in the head, right? And in the heart. So let's see. I wonder where God will lead us this year. Let's see what might help us on this journey. What else? Ah, someone saw something. Shoes. That's right. A good set of sturdy shoes. Right? Sometimes that journey will be hard, and the path might get really narrow, or it might go steep, really steep, or have these twisty turns. Anybody been on a path like that where it's been really steep and hard in different times?
I've been there.
So sometimes we, like an expedition.
A zigzag trail,
that's right. So sometimes we'll be on a difficult path. And we need a good set of sturdy shoes to keep us grounded, keep us, our feet firmly planted on the ground. And it's important to remember that. Moses in today's story had unexpected turns. It must have been quite frightening. But he remembered to have faith in God and to have faith in himself, just as we are to have faith in God and have faith in ourselves as we cross these difficult paths. Let's see. What other things might we have in here? Do you have my sermon? She said food. She's exactly right. I have a lunch pail in here. That's right, a lunch pail. And here we have two kinds of food. We have food for our stomachs, because we need it, right? And we also have a special kind of food.
Cookies.
What is that?
Cookies.
Well, I think some of you baked this. They're not really cookies. They're bread. They're communion bread. That's right. And there's a little wafer in there, too. You might recognize those little round guys. Yeah?
My mom eats those.
So, we have two kinds of food for our journey that God provides. God, food for our stomach and food for our heart.
Toys.
We share this bread to remind us that God loves us. And every time we eat it, we remember Jesus and how God loves us. So that's food for our hearts. Okay, last thing. Let's see what else we got in here. No. You don't want to see? All right. What's this? Last thing we need for help in our journeys. Oh, what is this? Paper dolls. I think this is to remember these people, our friends, our community. Look out, there they all are, St. Francis. This is the most important thing that God gives us, is each other. So we must remember that we're here to help each other through those difficult paths, right? And to share in that food. So how can we help each other out? Give me some examples of how we can help each other out and be good community. Be respectful, good. And if someone is sick, what would we do? We'd help them. Maybe help them be by their bedside and hope that they're well. Give them a Band-Aid. You're right. And give them food. That's exactly right. That's right. What if you see one of your friends playing a game and someone else wants to play? What should you do? How can we be good community there?
Let them play.
That's right. I think we can all remember that. So, the things we need to remember for our journey this year into the school. In a few moments, we have a set of teachers, and you might recognize them from last year, who are going to help us, just like other people in the community, remember God's story. And we're going to first learn about Esther, right? And then we're going to learn more about God's story. So I hope that you remember that they're part of our community to help us out. So, who will lead us? God will lead us when we are lost. We will listen to God and move as the community moves. We will remember that we have good, sturdy shoes to keep our feet grounded even when it gets scary. That God gives us food for our heart and food for our stomachs. And that most importantly, we have each other. We are here to share God's love for each other. And so all together, let's say amen. Amen. Thank you. You can go sit down now back at your seats. Thanks for all your help.